This is Jason.
This is Kailani.
And you're here for the Word for the Night podcast, episode 7, a podcast in which I forced my girlfriend to watch a bad movie, but this time things have changed and she has forced me, or aggressively suggested, that I watch two movies to get back for the recent run of Marvel films I've made her watch. Fair trade?
Yeah, I think so.
Debatable. Okay, so the first movie you had me look at was definitely Maybe, a movie from 2008 starring Ryan Reynolds, and I didn't mind it. I actually thought it was cleverly constructed, a bit odd. It was very political. It had a strange political theme to it. I don't know if it was because it came out in an election year, but at the same time, I didn't mind it, but it was an odd script. I thought Reynolds was good in it, and I thought the little girl was good in it, but the three stories... And I didn't particularly like any of the women in the stories. Did you care for one of the girls over the others?
No, actually, I didn't like any of them either.
Right? So when you find out that it was his hometown sweetheart that he ended up hooking up with, or had the daughter with, but she cheated on him with his roommate, I don't know, the whole movie kind of left a bad taste in my mouth from a story point, but I thought it was a clever concept, so I wasn't upset that we watched it, because it was much... worse that we could have looked at. Do you agree?
Weren't you surprised by who the mom was, though?
Who the mom was, or who we ended up with?
No, who the mom was.
I guess only because it was it. Not really. I mean, that movie didn't have many surprises. It just was cute. I hate using that word to describe the movie, because it's so not how I would describe like any movie I typically watch. You know, I would never call The Expendables cute.
Well, what other movies like this?
With story, like from a story point?
Yeah, I like this. I like how they did that.
Okay, it was clever, but it was for its own sake. Why would he just tell his daughter the real story? Why beat around the bush the whole time?
And make well, because her mom's a slut.
Basically, I got the same idea. Okay, so we're in agreement on that. Definitely Maybe wasn't a bad watch. After that, you had me look at Easy A.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you pick Easy A?
I really liked it. It was very entertaining. Plus, it reminded me of myself a little bit.
Oh, no. Every podcast, the one skeleton comes out the closet. I mean, it's serious. And we just found it on this podcast. It only took us 2 minutes and 30 seconds to get to the bottom of the matter. So apparently you and Emma Stone had the Scarlet Letter cast upon you in high school.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, great. So this one... was not a comedy for you, but yet...
No, it was.
Biopic. Huh? Is that what happened there? I don't know. This movie worked, talked to you on many different levels than it spoke to me. I thought it was clever, and I remember looking over to you at one point and going, like, why is she just going along with this? Why wouldn't she say something? And you suggested to me something along the fact that, well, in high school when this happened to me, I just said... so-and-so, and I just got quiet and depressed for the next 5 minutes and freaking tuned out of the movie. But I actually liked Easy. I liked it better than definitely Maybe.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, that surprises me.
I thought it was a bit more clever. Even though the story setup of Definitely Maybe was good, I thought that the way that Easy A was done and the way they upgraded the Scarlet Letter... You know, I liked that movie O that was done a while back that was like a high school version of Othello. So I kind of like when they do these upgraded, even Cruel Intentions in a lot of ways, even though this wasn't as nasty as that was. This is like teenagers acting much older than they really are and historical.
References. I just love like all the 80s in it. Like, I would love my love life to be like an 80s movie.
There was you know, Stanley Tucci was really good as the parent, her dad.
Yeah.
I forget who played him, the mom, but she was really good as well. That whole family unit was nicely done. So the movie was surprising. And Trevor, who I do the Movie Mavericks podcast with, who you know as well, that's his high school. They filmed it at in Ojai. So he always gets a kick out of that movie as well. I took a long time, about 8 years, to get around to seeing that. But I'm glad that you made me watch that one. So I can't hate on that one. Thank you for letting me see that one. Appreciate it. Preach.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let's talk about the Marvel movie I made you watch. In direct reference to this. So now we're on Iron Man 2 in our march through the Marvel movies. And I'm hoping that we get through all of them by the time that Avengers is still in the theaters. So that means we only have to watch 14 more movies in about 2 more weeks. We can do it!
No. I was just thinking, like, what? We only had 1 week.
No, that movie's going to be around for a couple more weeks. But yeah, no, we're not making that. There's no way you're going to watch 14 Marvel movies. But Iron Man 2 was the one on the docket. And you seemed rather let down I remember looking over at you about halfway through, and you kind of just had a eh look on your face, which was my reaction to Iron Man 2 when I first saw it.
It reminds me of this, it's the same movie.
No, it's nowhere near as good as the first movie.
Yeah, but it's the same storyline. Same exact storyline.
No, actually, yeah. That's the one. I mean, I'll concede that it's not as good as the first one, but it's not the same. It's nowhere near the same storyline, hon.
How?
Well, because not? He's not fighting himself and someone within his own company. He's fighting someone that is out after him because of the
repercussions. In his own outfit, or whatever you want to call it.
We are so hung up on him being a genius. You refuse to believe that Robert Downey Jr. has any intelligence. Have you seen the Sherlock Holmes movies? Hold on. Have you seen the Sherlock Holmes movies he's done?
Oh, God, no.
You haven't seen him?
No.
Yeah, so you refuse anything that he has intelligence in. You refuse to believe he's smart. The whole time, that's your whole rub on these movies. This is hilarious.
That's not true.
Honestly, this is hilarious.
It's not true.
This is like if you watched a Batman movie and be like, he would never choose that color of car. I just don't. I think he would have a Jeep, and like not.
How does that relate?
How do you not buy that he's not smart? He's a fucking genius.
I have nothing to. I did not say he wasn't smart.
Well, what's your rub on him in that suit?
But you said he was. Then the first one, he was fighting himself.
In a lot of ways.
Okay, so how is that not the same in the second one? Because technically, he's fighting himself. He's fighting the suit he created.
Ah. You're stretching.
That is not stretching. I think that makes a lot of sense.
I would question if you were awake, if that's what you
pulled. I would do a poll right now, and most people would agree with me.
I don't know polls here, because it's biased. People like you more than me. It happens all the time. I'm tired of it. This is why I have to get on the podcast world. Well, so a thumbs up or thumbs down on Iron Man 2? I mean, we can't, I guess, say thumbs up, thumbs down. It's a disclaimer thing, but pass or not pass on Iron Man 2? Acceptable? Not as good as the first, right?
Yeah, I'd say pass. Whatever.
I mean, I can tell you hated it so much that I can't even get you to watch Thor, which is the next one. Why are you so anti-Thor?
He never interests me. That whole character never interests me.
You can't say he never interests me, because it's not like you don't like that guy.
Oh, he's not really my type.
Okay. Okay, let's watch Thor, and we'll check back with you after that. Okay? Get the fuck out of here. That's going to wrap up our podcast for this evening. We want to thank you guys for joining us on this special long episode. I'm Jason.
I'm Kailani.
And we'll be back with you guys soon.